Hello, Bader. Yeah, this one's for the little liar baiters out there. The ones who constantly role play about being chronic masturbators, but really they only masturbate like at most an hour a week. This one's for those baiters who, you know, treat bait addiction more as a fantasy than a reality. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, there are real fucking chronic masturbators out there that, you know, they jerk off 18 hours a day for real and they still live really normal lives. But there are some that lie about the amount that they jerk off just to get other real chronic masturbators all worked up. Those masturbators, you know, like I said, they only masturbate 1 hour a week and they tell everybody they masturbate 18, 20 hours a day. Those chronic masturbators who are catfishing other baiters about how much they masturbate, and none of us are any wiser because we're too worked up, too stupid, too horny to really do any investigative work. You know, if it turns penis on, we don't really care. But I want you to imagine one of those little liar masturbators. I want you to imagine one of those little liars texting their bait chat saying that they're masturbating so much, saying that something triggered them when it really didn't. And some magical force, some power in the universe just makes all of their lies come true. Like, just imagine that liar texting some poor gooner that they're masturbating so much that they can't stop when really they're at work, in their office job, having a normal day, and suddenly that magical power hears them, and it just makes it reality. Like, just poof, suddenly they are as big of a masturbator as they were pretending to be. Their office cubicle goes from being completely normal to being covered in cum, having hundreds, thousands of porn tabs open. Instead of office supplies, they just have poppers and lube. And that little liar catfisher masturbator is masturbating as much as he said he was. And he realizes that he shouldn't have been lying all this time, because now it's all true. He'll just be stuck at his desk masturbating and gooning, trying his best to stop. But he can't stop because, like he said, he's fucking addicted to it. That magical power just made it happen. And that fucking liar masturbator spends his whole entire shift just masturbating, doing the bare minimum of work, and trying not to get caught. Which is really difficult for this fucking liar, because he was telling everybody, just absolutely fibbing, saying that he was sitting at his desk all the time with his pants at his ankles, his underwear off. And so now he is just in his office cubicle, his pants all the way down, a complete fucking HR violation waiting to happen. His boss fucking catches him, fires him right on the spot, and that fucking liar is just gooning and stroking away. Inside his head, he's still completely normal, but his actions only line up with the actions that he was lying about. And that total fucking liar would pack up his things and just go home carrying his box of sex toys, lube, and poppers that he told everybody that he has in his office cubicle. And the entire time, his lie is becoming more and more true as he masturbates his way home, going on the subway like he told everybody, wearing only a trench coat and nothing underneath. That poor little liar loser just caught up in all of his stupid fucking lies that he told all these stupid fucking masturbators, living out all these fantasies that he never wanted to do in real life. With every single lie just becoming his reality, this fucking liar is just trapped in his head as he watches his body just be completely fucking masturbated on the subway. His trench coat wide open, his big fucking dong hanging out. Because of course he lied about his penis size too. Telling people that he had a 14-inch dong, and now he does. Now he does have a 14-inch dong that can't stop being masturbated. All because he's just a fucking liar, a fucking catfish who told everybody that he sits on the fucking subway, trench coat open, man spreading, masturbating his dong while huffing, exposing his dong to all the fucking businessmen that walk right by. And none of these businessmen even notice, they don't even care, just like he lied about. He lied so much that his reality is just fucking warping around him. This fucking liar, he's still trapped in his head, can't control his body. The fucking lies are fucking controlling his actions as he looks down at his body and he's just a complete total greasy fucking mess. He manages to get home, but instead of that nice, deluxe 3-bedroom apartment that he had, He has that fucking nasty bait den he was lying about with those fucking pictures that he found online. His fucking bait den is just all covered with cum rags. It's all covered with pornography lining the fucking walls. Instead of his nice high-tech desktop computer, he just has 9 fucking monitors just set up playing porn all the time. Just like he lied. Just like he told all these fucking strangers. This cosmic force that was listening to every fucking mistruth that he made just makes his entire reality centered around his masturbation. And this fucking liar, he walks through his nasty fucking bait cave, and he's just ready to ejaculate. It's all too much for him. But he remembers that he lied. He lied really big. He told everybody that it's been 3 years since he ejaculated. He told everybody that he can't even remember how to come. And so now he just sits there, fucking surrounded by porn, surrounded by all of his fucking lies, absolutely pounding away at his bait flesh. But he knows he just can't stop, because he told everybody that he couldn't stop, when in fact he could. He could fucking stop anytime he wanted to. He could just fucking stop lying. That fucking compulsive liar, wanting baiters to like him. Now he's a fucking compulsive masturbator. And so he just fucking sits there talking to other fucking masturbators. You know, if he fucking tells the truth, if he says that he just fucking lied about the life that he lived, he'd be snapped out of it. He wouldn't have to follow through with all of those lies that he told. He wouldn't have to go to the fucking public park every night and masturbate there. He wouldn't have to go fucking piss in the hallways like he told everybody he did. This fucking liar fucking masturbator. This fucking liar masturbator. All he would have to do is just tell the truth to snap out of his existence. But he can't, because it felt too good to lie about how much he masturbated. Even on the extreme ends, it just made him feel so powerful. So now he's just stuck there, living the rest of his days as a chronic masturbator, spending his last paycheck on fucking poppers, weed, and fucking every fucking sex toy you could think of. And that fucking cosmic power, that fucking energy, it just goes on to the next fucking baiter who's fucking lying about how much he masturbates. And it fucking makes their fucking reality the truth.